Yeah, it's been a minute, but I'm back with it. Yeah, it's been a minute, but I'm back with it. And no, I'm not the same girl. No, no, I'm not the same girl. No, I don't know who I am exactly, but you knew that already. So I guess nothing has changed in that way. But I am different in a lot of ways. But everyone is changing nowadays, so I'm not the only one feeling a bit cray cray. No, no, I'm not. The world is shifting to a new frequency. What I know for sure, it is exciting, but change is never pretty. In order to go from where we want to be, it sometimes means we have to fall apart in order to fall together at a higher level. And it takes time, which is the hardest part to accept, I think. It's the time it takes to go from having all the pieces of yourself all over the place to then doing the work to put the pieces of yourself back in place in a way that feels great. And it takes a lot of guesswork at first. So all you can do is try to sift and sort. And so you do. And days and weeks and years go by. And for a long time, it can feel like you're not making any progress at all. But you are. Every day is an etch-a-sketch in your etch-a-sketch of life. And if you understand how to use an etch-a-sketch, then you know it can be a really slow way to draw something out. But if you're careful, if you set your intention on a vision that is for your highest and best good, you pace yourself so you allow each edge to be in alignment with your quest, then you will eventually sketch something epic. So it's important to remember that nothing is permanent. And once again, the Etch-A-Sketch is a good reminder of how all it takes is one shake, and just like that, all your hard work could be erased. And that can seem like a bad thing, but it's always another opportunity to recreate. So it's good to know we can always start fresh if we want a do-over. But I know from my own, a long and dark road of false highs and true lows and trying to put myself back together, it can be really hard on the mind sometimes. And after a while, it can feel like there's no point to life. And I know firsthand how hard it is to get back up. I know what it's like to get stuck and want to recluse. The hibernation syndrome is a slippery slope, especially if you don't get enough vitamin D3 and K2. These two nutrients will help support your mood and ensure your bones are solid and secure so you have enough strength to get back up no matter the falls. No matter the falls, no matter the falls. So the good news is, there is good news, yes there is. If you feel down, there is hope. Sometimes we just need some supplementation to give us a helping hand out of our dark holes. And then the helping hand can lead you to a new point of view, which will then lead you to new ideas and new breakthroughs, which will lead you to good news and new opportunities that will take you to a new world. A new life. So what I'm saying is, vitamin D3 deficiency is a very serious problem that leads to a lot of symptoms that we can prevent if it was taken more seriously. I'm talking like 25,000 to 50,000 international units a day as a way to prevent and heal a lot of diseases like MS, arthritis, cancers, asthma, heart disease, depression, chronic pain, irritable bowel, the flu, PMS, just to name a few. Oh, and calcium and magnesium are very important too. So, there you go. Now you're empowered with information that can help you become a better version of yourself if you choose to do the work and invest in your health. I'm out.
Thank you for listening to Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. To buy artist Sarah Long's alcohol ink art paintings, go to artistsarahlongstore.com. And to get more of the art stories, go to artistsarahlong.com. Thank you for listening. I love you. Peace.